Hello.
Hello, my name is Adriana with the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak to the person that requested a call back?
Yes, ma'am. This is Christopher Bishop. I was thinking to talk to somebody. Got a couple things I was trying to figure out. On my I filed unemployment, and I was working at NSE, was my last job, and I've been looking for jobs, and then like I didn't know at first when I was filling out for my unemployment exactly what I was doing for sure, because I ain't I've got unemployment one time before, that was it. But I was putting down, I went back and put in all the jobs, I pulled it all up for the jobs that I applied for and stuff, and I put that information in, and I don't know if that was an issue because I didn't have it in at first or whatever, but I went back and did it. And then yesterday, well, when I filed it for the dates of it was it I filed it yesterday, but it was for the date of up till 8/3 from 7/28. I'm pretty sure off the top of my head. It didn't have a spot for me to put in, the jobs that I had applied for last week. So, and I didn't want that to be another issue, and so I didn't really know what to do, so I was trying to find somebody to talk to so I could figure it out. And then I just got told yesterday that I got the job at Honda. I gotta go take my physical this coming up Monday, but the job don't start till mid-September at the next class. And so like I'm also trying to figure out like what I need to do to be able to get, the prior weeks that I've not received any unemployment for when I filed, and I got a dependent on my son, and then like it's just like I'm struggling to make it, so I'm trying to figure it out.
Okay, well, let's see. So, in regards to the question where it's not showing you the places to be able to do the job contacts, are you trying to do your weekly certification by phone, or is that by the website portal?
The website portal.
Okay. So if it's the website portal, have you attempted to try to do your weekly certification over the phone with the automatic system?
No, ma'am, I haven't.
Okay. So let me give you that phone number so you can try to do it through the automatic phone line. It should allow you to put in your work searches that you did for the week. As long as you answer the question saying that you were looking for work with a yes, and it should allow you to prompt in the information that it needs for the three job contacts that you did. Can you write this number down that I'm going to be providing you?
Yes, ma'am, I got a pen.
Okay, so that number is going to be 1-800 752 7389.
Okay, so I got 1-800-752-7385.
89.
8/9. Okay. Glad I repeated that.
Yes.
Okay.
You'll call this number right after we get off the phone, putting your 4-digit PIN number and your social, and it should allow you to answer all the questions that you are needed. Keep in mind that sometimes they do kind of switch up the questions sometimes, where one week it probably will ask you for the work searches, the next one it might not. It just really depends on the Department of Labor, what information they need for that current week. So if the weekly phone line doesn't even ask you for the work search for that when you call in, then it probably doesn't need it for this week.
Oh,
But
okay.
still keep a record of your work searches that you do in case the Department of Labor randomly choose you for an interview. But if it doesn't ask it online and it doesn't ask it through the automatic phone line, then most likely they don't need it for this week.
Okay. Since I'm on the phone with you, if you could look, is there anything else that that I've done wrong that you could might look and see? Because I mean, I've been filing now. I know that I filed for the last 3 weeks, and but I've been out of month now. I mean, I've been out of work now for, let's see, almost, I don't know, maybe 2.5 months or so off the top of my head, I would think. And so, but I was hoping I could just go ahead and get a job quickly, and that's why I didn't file immediately, and not have to file it. But of course, it was taking some time, and especially with Honda, like I gotta wait till the next class starts next month for that. And like, is there anything you could see on there that might be holding me up? Because I've not got any money back yet from my unemployment. I got my card and stuff in the mail, but it's like ain't. Hey, there's not been any unemployment money loaded over there or anything.
Let's see. I can try to see if they provide us any information here. We are only limited to some information, not a whole lot. But may I start with your social security number, please?
Yes, ma'am. 417-236-581.
And thank you for providing this information. And for security purposes, may I have it to verify your mother made the last name?
It was Nanette Angles.
And may I also have it to verify your driver license or state ID number, please?
564-4202.
Okay. And thank you for providing this information. Let's see.
Yeah,
Okay.
I might be a little lost in it because I'm not real, I've never, like I said, I've only done it once, so I don't know if I've done something that or I've not done something that I was supposed to. I don't know.
And you say you already went back and put in your work searches for the ones that you've missed?
You're talking about the what I was saying for at first the ones that since I've not work, you're talking about when I said I went back and put them in.
Yes, sir.
Am I, is it, I put the ones, I mean, see, I don't know if it, I don't know if I feel that right or not. I went back and put it in, like, the jobs and the date, for the jobs that I worked.
Okay, and when did you do that?
Yesterday.
Yesterday. Okay. So it's and then and again this is probably have yet to update here on our database, but it is still showing that the work searches have not been reported. But since you did it yesterday, again, it hasn't been updated in our system. As of right now, it looks like that's the only thing that is as a pending issue on the claim right now.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. So that's basically what I need to do then is just make sure that that's updated and then call the when I call the number that you gave me, will I have an opportunity to check and about my previous jobs that I've applied for and stuff then?
I'm not too sure that it will allow you to look in that information, but I'm also reviewing here and I see here that we already have your weekly certification for the week ending on the 10th of August. So I don't see that you need to do another weekly certification until next Sunday, which is the 18th.
Okay, so,
Yes.
all right, so, okay, so I'm just gonna call that in, and then I'll go back on the website and check and make sure everything's updated about my job searches.
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right, well, I really appreciate your time.
Yes, sir. We thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claims Line. Have a wonderful day.
You too.